Broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia, it's the Georgia Minority Supplier Development Council's 2014 annual meeting. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
All right, Stone Payton and Lee Cantor back here in the home stretch of the GMSDC 2014 annual open house and ribbon cutting ceremony. We are all fired up, ready to innovate, ignite, and transform. And we got some more help. We have with us, with Homestead Packaging, Mr. Adam Walker. Welcome to the broadcast, man.
Oh, thank you for having me. This is a little fun. Great logo on the Radio X.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate that.
Now, you've been emceeing this event. Get us caught up. What have we missed while we've been over here doing the broadcast in the timeout room?
You missed a lot of great information from a lot of great presenters and corporations. As you know, the theme is innovate, ignite, and transform.
That's right.
And that's what everyone was speaking on, going to the next level without a headache.
What'd you learn?
Well, that there is no future in yesterday.
I'm gonna use that tomorrow. I want a T-shirt that says that.
if it doesn't make dollars, it doesn't make sense. So it's not innovative if it's not making you any money.
Are you writing all these catchphrases down, Sam?
Well, Michael's recording them. We're going to use them in the morning.
All right. So now, why don't we talk about your business? What are you guys doing for folks?
Well, Homestead Packaging Solutions manufactures high graphic corrugated pretty boxes. We do this through
pretty boxes. not regular boxes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We do this through a patented process that allows us to pre-print up to 8 colors on the outside of the box, 2 colors on the inside of the box, corrugate and flatbed die cut your cartons in one single step. The importance of this patented process is we saved our customers over $1 million last year by eliminating paper inserts.
Oh, because you build them so good they don't need the inserts?
Hey, that we print them on the inside. You missed the first part of the pitch.
So now, why is the GMSDC important to you and your business?
There's information. And if you look at the name, GMSDC, Georgia Minority Supplier Development Council, and you got to pay great attention to the word development. A lot of MBEs and companies come here thinking they're just going to get brand new business. But the key is the development of your organization becoming better or good and going from good to great. Getting opportunities, corporations are opening up doors. And that's what GMSDC has done for me, is they have helped give me the tools while they also have given me the keys and access to corporate opportunities.
Can you share some of those tools and how you've been able to leverage them?
Well, one of the things that I take to heart is I was sponsored by the Home Depot many years ago by Michelle Robinson, Michelle Johnson at the time. She sent me to Kellogg School of Management, and I was up there at their management program at Kellogg Northwestern. And that was a great opportunity. It was a great learning experience. And through that, through the leaders and education leaders at Kellogg, has helped me with some of my tools in building my companies. And it also, I was also able to share with other MBEs in the class. I think there were 30 other students there. And we actually do business together right now because just like the gentleman from the Chamber of Commerce said earlier today, that there's a 2% goal to spend 2% more with everyone else here in Georgia. And that's the goal here with us in Georgia is MBE to MBE spend. And that's all over the nation.
You know, that's a real theme that we picked up from the very first conversation this afternoon, Lee. It's not only about being prepared to effectively serve the large organizations and get certified and mentored and all that kind of thing, but there's so much that these folks can do with and through each other. I guess I never really thought about it from that perspective. I think that's fantastic.
That's the sweet spot, working with each other, and you're pulling each other up, and you can actually develop partnership opportunities to solve needs and provide solutions to organizations like Coca-Cola, IBM, and AT&T.
So when these large corporations have a need, you can partner with somebody that has a complementary service and then just fill that need together where maybe individually you wouldn't be able to work with them?
Exactly, because a lot of small businesses as well as MBE businesses do not have the capacity or the financial wherewithal. Mm-hmm. But if you bring two or three organizations together
now,
working
all of a sudden,
for one common goal.
And now all of a sudden, now you do have that capacity, and now you all three benefit.
Exactly. Everyone wins.
Have you ever seen that happen in real life? It sounds good on paper.
Hey, everyone's working forward to it. I've participated in a couple of partnership opportunities in the past. And just like you said, most people think 1 + 1 = 2. When I see 1 + 1, I see 11.
Now, when you see that happening, though, like for somebody who hasn't worked with a complementary partner like that, can you share maybe some of the pitfalls or some of the strategies to really maximize that?
When you start talking about partnership, one thing I can tell you is please, please, please do your due diligence. Do your due diligence, just like you had to learn about your spouse, your wife or your husband, and you need to learn where they come from and their background and their roots. Just like partnering with another organization, find out if they pay their bills. Find out if they've had any lawsuits, if they're being sued.
But also philosophically, you want to be aligned. Like if you're a company that does business in a certain manner, and like maybe you're a high touch, high service, you return phone calls fast, and you believe in that high level service, and the other company is more of a transactional, kind of burn and churn business, that may not be a philosophical fit, even though that they might have a service that would kind of be a complement.
Well, what happens is you do not want to go out there and just start partnering with anyone just for the sake of partnership. There has to be a goal. There has to be a common goal, and there has to be a need for you to solve.
Right.
And you have to be providing a solution. So first thing you have to do is identify the opportunity, mm-hmm. and then you can choose your partner. You don't have to let the situation choose you.
So in terms of fully capitalizing on the opportunity that organizations like the Small Business Administration, the GMSDC, and others have to offer, I know some folks who are just now looking into this, maybe they're tapping into this live broadcast or hearing an archived file. I know they often, maybe they're a little overwhelmed. Where do they start? Do they attend a meeting? Do they reach out and go to a clinic of some kind? Where would you advise people just to kind of get started down this path?
That's a great question, and there's many, many different ways to do it. But one thing I believe is a great start is for other small businesses and minority businesses to speak to other small businesses and minority businesses. Mm-hmm. That way you can learn the lay of the land, see the pros and cons, the pitfalls and success stories that they have or learned about, and then go down the process. Because the GMSDC does a very great job of understanding and certifying MBE organizations.
Mm-hmm.
So many years ago, before Innovate, Ignite, and Transform, the theme used to be certify, develop, and connect. And the GMSDC has done a wonderful job by certifying their constituents, developing them to be better MBEs, and connecting them with business opportunities.
So now, when you started your business, did you get certified right away, or is that something you decided to do after a few years in business?
Well, when I started my business, I was familiar with the GMSDC, the NMSDC, and at the time there were 37 or 39 councils. I was already familiar with them, so that was part of my strategic growth plan.
Uh-huh.
So I had my plan mapped out. I do not recommend that brand new companies run and get certified, because if you're sitting there in your brand new company, you only have $10 in the bank. There may not be much that the organization can really do for you. So mm-hmm. once you start building a track record, then you can maximize the opportunity. I'm not discouraging anyone not to get certified immediately, but it'll be more to your benefit after you've been in business for a while.
And then how are you defining a while? Like what level should you be at before you really?
That would be totally up to the business entity. A while for me and a while for someone else is totally different. Here at the GMSDC, the NMSDC, there's four categories for the size and scope of MBEs. You have class one, which is from $1 to $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Then class two is between $1 million and $10 million. Class three is between $10 million and $50 million. And class four is over $50 million.
Uh-huh.
So not just looking at the value of the categories, you can come in with a big contract depending on your background and start out as a $10 million company. That's a different situation than someone coming out starting brand new with no clients, no contacts.
And they wouldn't know what to do with the $10 million. They could be out of business in a month.
It's possible, depending on where they came from and what their strategy was. But those are things that the GMSDC can help as well with their corporate partners.
Well, I don't know what class homestead packaging is in, but I know this has been a first-class conversation. What is next for you and Homestead? What's on the horizon for you?
Well, we just closed an acquisition on January 7th of a company, Summit Container, that manufactures protective packaging for the telecom, cable, and electronics industry.
Mm-hmm.
So expansion is on the next horizon in M&A.
Was that your first acquisition, or you
yes,
done? So how'd
one.
That go?
It was painful. it was a long process, 2 years. The attorney said, you've wow. learned everything you can learn in this one transaction. We never seen a transaction with so many bumps in it.
Well, no, it's not all. In fact, it rarely, it's almost never just the numbers, right? You've got the different cultures and personalities and markets, and there's a lot more to it than just the
right.
The
it might look good
piece.
On paper
and
right.
emotion. No, it looked great on paper. It still looks better now. Now it's my paper, but there's just some things that you just don't have any control of. And you know, when you start talking about emotion, you're acquiring another private entity that someone else has built for many years. The company mm-hmm. is 30 years old, so there's a lot that goes with it. You know, a lot of times with negotiations, we don't always agree to the same number. You know, I may think my company's worth more than you think it is, so then mm-hmm. I'm better off keeping it.
So now, but it didn't dissuade you. You're still going forward with a merger acquisition strategy moving forward?
Oh, definitely. That's the best. I've completed an acquisition. I've started a couple companies from ground zero, and believe me, acquisition is the way to
still better.
Go. Yes. Acquisition is the way to go.
Well, Adam Walker, thank you so much for your MC services this evening. Thanks for coming by and visiting with us. Don't be a stranger and keep up the good work, man.
Thank you kindly. Thank you for being on the show. You guys keep up the great work.
And I want to get your website
before
we go.
Yeah, let's get the coordinates before we go.
Well, I have to give you two and put my radio voice on.
All right.
That is www.homesteadpackaging.com.
And then you're available for voiceover work,
yeah,
too?
No kidding. Michael, get his address for the voiceover stuff, man. That was fantastic.
Now you're talking my talk.
And what's the other website? I'm sorry to interrupt.
www.summitcontainer.com.
All right. Stone Payton for Lee Cantor and the ultimate voiceover / MC talent, Adam Walker with Homestead Packaging. We will be back in a few.